This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, out of all the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. That was yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're broadcasting live out of Capistrano Beach, California right now. Again, Capistrano Beach, California. But we wanted to let you know that the phone lines will be accessible. We are hooked up on Stack right now, and that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What we're going to be talking about in the up and coming hour, first, second, third, and fourth segments, is none other than, well, what happens if you go into Mexico illegally? And I also want to highlight DACA and judicial activism, teeing it up for Sotomayor, one of the injustices, because I don't think people are aware of the fact of who she is and her history as a Latino, and her white supremacy, and her take on how bad white people are, and imperialism. The list goes on. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Before we do that, I want to give you a quick download, just so you can understand how things work here in the Sons of Liberty Media.com. So we had some events hooked up in San Diego and in Escondido for Tuesday morning. So we had left Minnesota. We left our home and we went into Minneapolis to get onto the airplane. And, of course, we noticed a snowstorm came in unbeknownst to us, and we had to be in San Diego the next morning and in Escondido the very night following. That which would have been on a Tuesday. And so we got out to Minnesota, Minneapolis area. We got to the airport, and once we got there, it started to snow. The snowstorm came in. It swept over Minneapolis area to the point where it was a complete whiteout. And this was on Monday, mind you. And if you've noticed those tunnels that go from the building to the airplane, the blizzard was so bad, you couldn't even see the end of that tunnel that brings you into the airplane. And we noticed that Southwest was canceling all of their flights. And again, we looked at our airline and we thought, well, cool, none of our airlines have canceled any of their flights thus far. And so we waited till about 3 o'clock, then they pushed it from 3:20, our flight time, to now 5 o'clock. Well, they waited till 4:30 in the afternoon, and then all of a sudden we noticed that there were over 500 flights that were canceled. Well, Bradley and family had to be in San Diego on Tuesday morning for a speaking event in San Diego, and again, one at night in Escondido. Well, we called the airlines to try to reschedule one of our flights, at least to get me and my son into San Diego so we could speak, just to show you how committed we are once we give you our word that we will be there to do your event. And we were told by the airline that they wanted over $3,000 for two tickets to get us into San Diego the next day. So we called both San Diego and Escondido, told them the situation. So we ended up pushing it back for 2 days. We are now in, again, Capistrano Beach, California, broadcasting live, and we're glad to be here. So we went from a snow blizzard, 16 to 18 inches of snow in the state of Minnesota there at that particular time, got up at 4 o'clock the next morning, got on an airplane, flew to California, LAX, and again, we are here doing this stuff. So now we're rescheduling the two events, and we're trying to push everything into the next 3 days before we actually come back home. And the reason I'm telling you, again, friends, it shows you that there's a constant warfare around this ministry. And I'll tell you the warfare is Ephesians 6:12. It's to tell the people the truth. Now, when you compromise, you debate away, you're diplomatic, you compromise the truth. Well, guess what? There's no warfare. There's an open road. And I'll tell you what, it's an easy road. But once you begin to obey the word of God, I'll tell you what, there's a constant warfare trying to bar you from getting to the people to open their ears and to open their eyes concerning their state before not only God, but before man and our present state in the United States of America. So it's been quite a trip, friends. But again, we're here. We're glad to be here. We went from 16 to 18 inches of snow to now 72 degrees. And again, we are busy, boots on the ground, and we are doing this stuff here, Luke 19:10. Read it. You'll understand exactly what we're talking about. But again, friends, what we're going to be talking about in the up-and-coming hour is what happens if you go into Mexico illegally. We are literally about an hour away from Mexico right now. And I also want to highlight the fact of judicial activism and what is taking place right now in the sense of teeing it up for Sonia Sotomayor. Frederick Bastiat said, when plunder becomes, listen carefully, friends, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system. It's not legal. They call it a legal system that authorizes it, and a moral code. It's an immoral code that glorifies it. Let me say that again. When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it, and a moral code that, guess what, friends, justifies their position. If people, again, I reiterate this point probably more than any point that I make on this radio show. You can always show the deviation in a stick when you lay a straight stick next to it. And when you read the Word of God and when you read the Constitution of the United States, you can always tell the counterfeits by knowing the Word in the Constitution. Case in point, the FBI, for example, when they actually teach their agents to detect counterfeit bills, they, in school, lay to their candor to study the real ones so they can always detect the false ones. And it's one of the situations that I want to highlight today is the fact, again, let's lay this straight stick next to what's going on in the United States of America. And I also want to counter what Frederick Bastiat said concerning what none other than Alexander Hamilton, one of our founding forefathers, had to say about the judiciary, because we're going to be talking about judicial activism during the second hour. It has been said that the judiciary, from the nature of its function, will be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution. The judiciary, beyond comparison, is the weakest of the three departments of power, and the general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarter. I mean, folks, how far backwards we have fallen. I mean, to see this quote in the light of what's happening today is complete. It's unbelievable. And unbelievable in the fact that the American people have allowed these injustices, all the while knowing who they are and the fruit of who they are, to commit lawless acts in the face of plain constitutional law bewilders me to no end. Folks, the judicial branch in this country has now become renowned for gutting the pith and marrow of the laws that they are simply to discover and imply, and also, folks, to enforce. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Capistrino Beach, California. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, folks, we are broadcasting live up to Capistrano Beach, California. Again, Capistrano Beach, California. P.S., here's a little side note for you. If you're going to be in Bakersfield, California, we are going to be there tonight at 6 p.m., Bakersfield, California. And we will be kicking some information to the American people that's going to set them free. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment. And in the process of that, again, we are going to be speaking live in Bakersfield, California. Bakersfield, California, tonight at 6 p.m. Tomorrow we will be in Escondido at 6 p.m. Escondido, California. If you'd like any information, please give us a call at any time. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, and we'll also be posting on Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty page, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, which leads me to the fact that if you'd like to check us out online, please go to thesonsoflibertyradio.com and or thesonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can check us out on our YouTube page. I have over 200 videos, short videos, giving you the answer to America's dilemma. And it's a biblical, constitutional answer, again, to show you the straight stick, showing the deviation of the crooked one. And, folks, nine times out of ten, you will see that the American people are responsible for the corruption that they tolerate. Corruption in government is merely a reflection of the people who are the government in this country. Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Check out that website. Also wanted to let you know you can jump on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. We have Stack set up today, live out of Capistrano Beach, California, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also wanted to highlight our friend Dave Davenmeyer, known as Coach Dave across America, for setting in for us on Monday and Tuesday. Again, thank you to Dave Davenmeyer, known as Coach Dave, for setting in for us. Now, folks, we got much to cover, and I'm going to do my best to inundate you with this information, so do your best to pay attention because it's a lot of information in a very short amount of time. What happens if you go into Mexico illegally? Well, I want to tell you, right off the bat, you're arrested, you're jailed, and then you're deported. No questions asked. And I'm actually going to bring you over to their constitution in just a moment to show you exactly what happens. But before I do that, I want to jump over to the American people and ask you, America, how is it that Americans have been conditioned to tolerate a people here illegally that cry death to your country? I mean, I want you to think about that. How is it that the American people have tolerated the people that cry death to America without and within, and you let them in by traitors within, namely corrupt politicians? The American people are so diverted from the responsible party as to what's going on concerning the illegals that are coming into this country. It's your representative government that is alluring these people to come into your country in the first place. I mean, folks, we see and hear much about what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unlawfully ruled upon concerning the president's lawful ban on illegals coming into the United States. And by doing so, the court has declared that the United States Constitution is now unconstitutional. Here, let me say that again. Do you realize that, America, you have allowed corrupt judges, Article 3, Section 1, they sit during good behavior. Don't forget that. And it's also their job to discover a law and apply the law, period. That's it. If they act outside of the scope of their given authority by we the people through Congress, then we are to impeach them for the smallest of infractions. Again, Article 2, Section 4. But do you realize that the court has now declared in this country that the United States Constitution is somehow unconstitutional when it comes to them that are here illegally? No, folks, it's diversion. If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And we know that in schools across this country, they're simply being dummied down. Over 700,000 students every year in this country can't even read their own graduation diplomas. This is all purpose. It was William Hansen under Ronald Reagan who said that the longer that students stay in public schools, the stupider they get. The reason people think that it's okay for corrupt politicians in any capacity, in any branch of government, to do the things that they do when they act like a demigod, they think for some reason they've been given the power to do so. And it's the government against the people, when in fact it's the government, and it's the government of the people, we the people. And they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us, America. There's no line between us and government. We are the government, period. But again, listen, the court has declared, namely the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, has declared that the United States Constitution is now unconstitutional concerning illegals. Folks, this is, simply put, is nothing short of anarchy among those who are again to discover and apply law. Read Psalm 94:20. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and take the time to read Psalm 94:20 just to show you how prevention is better than cure. And God has shown us throughout the Word of God what not to tolerate and what to tolerate. But again, here's Psalm 94:20. They create law, and it's called mischief, America. It's called mischief. What they do is they simply create law, and it's policy, and then it's called law. What do I mean? Do you remember Senator John Glenn, the guy that lied to the American people by saying that he was one of the first to go to the moon? If that was the case, I wish he would have stayed there. But this criminal said to the American people that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the laws that we pass around here. Just think about that. Just a side note. This is a guy that told you that he went to the moon, that also said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. It's a perfect exhibition of what's going on in government today. They do what they're not supposed to lawfully do. Shall the throne of lawlessness, iniquity, have fellowship with you, America? Psalm 94:20. Remember that such thrones there are, and they plead a right divine, but their claim is groundless, a fraud upon mankind, and blasphemy of heaven. This is how they act accordingly. God enters into no alliance with the unjust authority. Read Romans 12:21 before you listen to the hirelings and the whores from the pulpit that teach you that you're supposed to just subject yourself to the powers that be, as if to suggest that you're supposed to obey those that war against God. You are mistaken. You have been lied to, period. Romans 12:21 tells us we're to overcome the evil with good. But I want you to keep in mind, folks, that God gives no sanction to unrighteous legislation, which frameth mischief. And keep in mind, America, that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And it's not law, it's policy. And it's illegal policy in this country, just so you know. As a reminder concerning the advocates of illegal immigration into the United States, by the way, I'm sitting right now in, again, Capistrano Beach, California, in the state of this lunatic criminal named Jerry Brown that they call the governor of the state, who has now sanctioned this state to be the first sanctuary state in the United States of America. Folks, where did he find the constitutional authority to do so? Where did he get permission to break our laws? He received his permission from the American people that tolerate his crimes, period. I also want you to remember that the advocates of illegal immigration and to their own demise and everybody else's demise that tolerate these people are in hopes that you will forget about Catherine Steinle, who was shot dead on San Francisco's Pier 14 by an illegal in an unprovoked attack. As a matter of fact, her murderer, Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who used a federal agent's gun in the crime, was deported 5 times and was a 7-time felon across multiple states, including Texas, Oregon, and Arizona. Folks, this has got to stop. But who protected him? Corrupt politicians who allured him in here. Therefore, we need to deal with them. We're going to take a quick break. Bradley Gaines, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of Capistrano Beach, California, and we're talking about what happens if you go into Mexico illegally. You know, friends, I want to tell you, I know that when you listen to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, you listen to me, I know that you're listening to a different perspective. Instead of like the conservatives of the day, again, yesterday's liberals, they are talking around the issues. They are giving you the bone that's been thrown to them. And as I've reminded you, and let me remind you again, you're not given the answers to that will bring about the resolve that is needed in this country. You're simply told, and on a 24/7 basis by the talking heads across the board, literally across the board, they are magnifying the problem and nothing less. They are not empowering you. They are not giving you the constitutional answers that you need. They are not pointing the finger at the responsible party. They're always caught up into the game like a bunch of inquiring minds have to know, playing the little gossip game between the Republicans and the Democrats, which, by the way, should have never been. John Adams, the president of the United States of America, the second president, is the one that warned us. He called it the greatest political evil under the Constitution concerning dividing our republic into two great parties and averting folks and causing them to war against one another. And yet when you look at what's going on today, they're going right along with the CIA-controlled media. Now, I'm not trying to, again, make my light brighter by putting theirs out, but I want to tell you what. The light of the Word continuously exposes what needs to be done. It exposes who needs to be dealt with. And that's exactly my end aim here. I want to bring about a resolve concerning what's going on in this country. And I know the only way to do that is to give you the information and empower you, the American people, to know what the law says, to expose those that are breaking the law. And then it's for you, America, to deal with the person that's doing so. And I continuously do that on this radio show because, again, I want a future and a hope for our posterity, as for ourselves and our old age friends. Again, if you want to call in at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You have us as the number one radio show right now in the United States of America out of 89 radio shows across the United States into 91 affiliates. And into 53 countries. I know you're listening, and I appreciate that. But it's time for you to be a part of what needs to take place in this country. I can't do it, but we can do this, one nation under God. Now, let's get back to this. If you go into Mexico illegally, you're arrested, you're jailed, and then you're deported. Now, I know that each year in this country, the Border Patrol apprehends hundreds of thousands of illegals. And as a matter of fact, right on the way to San Diego yesterday, we noticed the Border Patrol. And they're all over the place, folks, so we see it firsthand. You know, it's also interesting to note, not only did the Border Patrol apprehend hundreds of thousands of aliens, illegals, who flagrantly violate our nation's law by unlawfully crossing into U.S. borders, but such illegal entry is also, you need to understand, according to law, it's a misdemeanor, and if it's repeated after being deported, becomes punishable as a felony. And right before the break, I just highlighted the fact that we have representatives in this country that are drawing illegals into our country, that are killing our people that are here lawfully by illegals, and then we have corrupt courts, corrupt justice, and corrupt politicians defending those that are committing crimes against we the people. I mean, look at the politicians. Look at Barack Hussein Obama. Look at them when they released over 65,000 illegal aliens onto the streets of America from our prisons, endangering your life and mine and our families. Who's doing that? And, folks, I just shared with you a moment ago that none other than Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez was using a federal agent's gun in his crime when he killed Catherine Steinle in San Francisco. But yet he was somehow exonerated. Did you know that he was deported five times? He was a seven-time felon across multiple states, including Texas, Oregon, and Arizona. As a matter of fact, he, to protect himself, had several aliases with several birth dates, was flagged to be held by ICE for immigration, and was recently released following a marijuana arrest, and was subsequently protected by corrupt politicians. See? And when you have identified who the corrupt politicians are, and you see them commit crime after crime, you can't blame that individual anymore for what you tolerate. When you go to the Bible again, Leviticus 19:34, and concerning immigration laws, read it. Leviticus 19:34. And don't forget, friends, heaven has walls. Okay? Now, I want to go to this because I know that you're anticipating what Mexican laws state concerning those that come in illegally. Now, this is according to Mexico's 1999 immigration laws. Mexico welcomes only foreigners who will be useful to Mexican society. Okay? Not a bunch of freeloaders. You got to ask yourself, when I go into Mexico, am I being allured into that country on them people's dimes to bring me in to basically set me on a welfare system that is destroying their system? Look up Cloward Piven. Cloward Piven. It's a system to break down your financial system so your company collapses within so they can establish a new order. That's what this is, okay? And it's been going on in the United States for a long time. It's also interesting, if you think about this, to consider how is it that everybody's fleeing their countries into the United States of America, yet nobody in America is fleeing from here to go into some third world country or go over the southern border or the northern border. No, they're all coming here. And why is it? Because they're set up on a welfare state. They're given cars. They're given 7 years of non-tax compliance. In other words, they don't have to pay taxes for 7 years. And again, friends, why wouldn't they come is the real question. And again, who's setting this up for them? Well, the American people are by tolerating these corrupt politicians. What happens if you go into Mexico illegally? Immigration officials must ensure that immigrants will be useful elements for the country and that they have the necessary funds for their sustenance and for their dependents. So in other words, you can't go into Mexico expecting them to support you and your lifestyle or your family. No, you have to have sufficient and sustenance as far as your funds go. You have to have what you need to maintain your lifestyle in Mexico before you go. That's Article 34. The first one is Article 32 of the Mexican Constitution. Here's another one. Foreigners, if we wanted to go into Mexico, may be barred from the country if their presence upsets the equilibrium of the national demographics. Again, let me say that again. You just seen in the United States of America, and I want you to hear this again. This is, it's all bought and paid for. Do you see what's going on in the United States of America concerning Chuck Schumer's house being surrounded by all of these dreamers demanding amnesty for them and their families in the United States of America? You guys have all seen this, right? The CIA-controlled media is trying to brainwash you into believing that Chuck Schumer's house is being surrounded as they're demanding amnesty for illegal aliens. Guess who it's all being funded and advocated by, friends? None other than George Soros, the war criminal himself, and his paid actors and activists. And you've also been told, America, that concerning DACA and what we're talking about right now, you also have been told by the lying CIA state-controlled media, all bought and paid for, that somehow or another 80% of the American people are all about these illegals coming into the United States of America. Really? Who told you that? America? You're being lied to. It's not true. Folks, those that have come over from third world countries lawfully don't want these people coming in illegally. So, again, when you hear information like 80% of the people want these DACA, these dreamers, folks, they want them to just go ahead and have a right to stay here. I mean, after all, their parents brought them here and then they left, right? No. Folks, let's bring a little common sense into the equation. That might help out the problem concerning what we're dealing with right now in this country. For example, when you look at DACA itself, what is it? DACA has protected about 800,000 people who were brought into the United States of America illegally as children or came with families who overstayed visas. Understand what this is. The program includes hundreds of thousands of college-age students as well. Now, if you want to just go ahead and overlook the good common sense that God gave you concerning DACA, you can do that to your own demise, to your own destruction. I got a question for you. If parents sneak their kids into Disney World and they get caught, does Disney let the kids stay for free? Let me ask you that again. If parents sneak their kids into Disney World and get caught, does Disney let the kids stay for free? I'll give you the question. Absolutely not. But again, corrupt politicians don't want you to look at this, nor do they want you to look at it this way. Because then it blows their cover, not only for themselves, but also who they work for concerning special interest groups. Now, folks, really what this comes down to, again, read Deuteronomy 28:43. So when I lay this to your candor, America, this is what they want you to swallow. This is what they want you to believe everybody is saying, when in fact it's not at all what they're saying. It's not at all what they're saying. And concerning DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, it's an American immigration policy, not a law, that allowed some individuals who entered the country as minors and had either entered or remained in the country illegally to receive a renewable 2-year period of deferred action from deportation, and to be eligible for work. So what does that mean, friends? It means they're giving your jobs away to foreigners. They're giving your job away to foreigners, where you will be made the tail and they will be made the head.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to, again, if you would like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9833. I was just highlighting the information on Chuck Schumer's house being surrounded. And it's all, again, through the state-controlled CIA media-controlled media that's broadcasting this to the people, that not only is 80% of the American people for these illegals to remain in the United States, which is completely untrue, America, once again. The same people that you say you don't believe are the ones telling you this. Let me say it that way. But they're trying to now show you that Chuck Schumer's house being surrounded by dreamers demanding amnesty. Listen to that. You have illegals in the United States of America demanding amnesty for themselves and their families. They're demanding. They're not asking you, America. They're demanding amnesty for themselves. It's all being funded and advocated by none other than George Soros and his paid actors, and actors they are, and his activists. Now, I've experienced this firsthand, friends, where they're busing people in to protest you, which, by the way, is great for your message if you understand what's going on. Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Let them do what they do, because had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So I, again, encourage them to do just that. But you need to understand who they are, friends, and who's paying for all of this. And again, friends, everything they do is perpetrated on a lie, period. But they're demanding amnesty. we're told. What happens when you go into illegal, as an illegal, into Mexico? I've been highlighting their constitution, friends. Foreigners may be barred from the country if their presence upsets the equilibrium of the national demographic. But, folks, they can come here and folks, do what they want to do by upsetting the American people, demanding their rights. Friends, let me tell you something. They don't have rights. Do you not understand? They're criminals. They don't have rights in this country. But again, if you don't know that, they're going to go ahead and do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. In Article 37, Mexico and Mexican Constitution, foreigners may be barred from the country if their presence upsets the equilibrium of the national demographics. When foreigners are deemed detrimental to economic or national interest, when they do not have like good citizens in their own country, when they have broken Mexican laws, and when they are found to be physically or mentally healthy. Article 37. The Secretary of Governance may suspend or prohibit the admission of foreigners when he determines it to be in the national interest. But somehow, it's supposed to be good, and it's supposed to be a part of our national interest to bring in a bunch of illegals that are felons? I mean, folks, have you seen some of the pictures of these Mexicans? Have you seen the crimes that they've been committing? Folks, if they're here illegally, it means they already broke the law. They didn't come in the right way. Mexican authorities must keep track of every single person in the country. Federal, local, and municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration authorities upon request, i.e., to assist in the arrest of illegal immigrants. This is in Mexico if you go in illegally, Article 73. Wow, I guess in America, who's known as the light of the world, and why are they known as the light of the world? Because if you read Isaiah 54, you will understand why we are called the light of the world. And why is that? Because it was that of David, and we are the seed of David, Christian, 78% of you that decry your Christianity. You should all know what Isaiah 51:4 says so you can understand why we are called the light of the world. The Lord said, "Listen to me, my people, hear me, my nation, instruction will go out from me." He said, "My justice will become a light to the nations." That's why you're called the light of the world. King James Bible says in Isaiah 54, "Hearken, listen carefully unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people." Wow. Hey, folks, governments, when they fail to enforce the laws concerning crimes within, they lose their authority. And it's what's happening, and it's what's happened over the last 60 years in this country. And people in the United States of America are sick and tired of being sick and tired when it comes to those that come in the face of government, in the person of government, in the office of government, and they do the opposite of what they say they're going to do. We have all the answers, America. Again, we don't need a revolution. We just merely need a reformation. And I'm giving you the answers once again, friends, as to what the answers are. Now, let's go on again here, friends, concerning the Mexican Constitution and what happens if you go in there illegally. You're arrested, you're jailed, and then you're deported. According to Articles 85 and 86, the Mexican Constitution, a national population registry keeps track of every single individual who compromises the population of the country and verifies each individual's identity. Just think about that. I mean, folks, I just highlighted the crimes of this individual who killed Catherine Steinle in San Francisco. He had several aliases, several birth dates. He was deported 5 times, and he was a 7-time felon across multiple states. How is it that he got away with that? Because like that of in San Francisco, once he was busted for the crime, It was the politicians who said, you know what, we need not prosecute. We just need to tell him that he can stay here, and he has a shelter here. He's safe to be here illegally. In America, you drank the Kool-Aid. But yet, when you go into Mexico illegally, it states in Article 116, foreigners with fake immigration papers may be fined or imprisoned, but not in America. I mean, come into America today in the present front and just do whatever you want to do, because you have corrupt politicians helping things along in the destruction of your country. It also states foreigners with fake papers or who enter the country under false pretenses, again, may be in prison. Article 116 of the Mexican Constitution. So you can't go into Mexico illegally, America, because they will enforce the law against your crime and they will imprison you if you do so. They will deport you if you do so. Article 116, Mexican Constitution. Foreigners who sign government documents with a signature that is false or different from that which he normally uses are subject to fine and imprisonment. Foreigners who fail to obey the rules will be fined, deported, and or imprisoned as felons to that country. Foreigners who are deported from Mexico and attempt to re-enter the country without authorization can be imprisoned for up to 10 years. Just, America, listen to what I'm telling you. This is the Mexican Constitution. Our politicians are drawing these people into our country. In Mexico, they are deterring the crime by enforcing the law against the crime to deter the fact and let them know we will not tolerate your crimes, but not in America anymore, apparently. Under Mexican law, illegal immigration is a felony. The general law on population says a penalty of up to 2 years in prison and a fine of 300 to 5,000 pesos will be imposed on the foreigner who enters the country illegally. That's found in Article 123 of the Mexican Constitution. Foreigners with illegal immigration problems may be deported from Mexico instead of being imprisoned at times. Article 125. Article 126 of the Mexican Constitution. Foreigners who attempt against national sovereignty or security will be deported. But in America, they are encouraged by corrupt politicians. Here's the answer. Deuteronomy 4:1, now therefore listen, America, Christians, O Israel, God's fighters, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Deuteronomy 28:63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, if you will not hearken, America, and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, America, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. It's your call. Nobody can make the call for you. If you love your country, you definitely love your laws. If you love your government, you'll demand that government, we the people, come together and cause our representatives to magnify the laws against those that are here illegal. Because, friends, at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to pay for the bill one way or another. You have the time today. You've been given the mercy by God to do the right thing. It's time for you to do the right thing. Love you by what we do. Again,
the answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.